Good morning, beloved saints. Thank you for all the inspiration already this morning. And our readings this morning, it's Psalm 90 from 10 to 12.
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger? And your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom.
Hallelujah. Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And the first, I just want to speak there, you know, when our hearts have been given over to the Lord, there's just something in us because God has taken over. He gives us hope. There's you know there's a future, there's a plan for you. And that's good because that keeps you focused on staying in the presence of the Lord and in the provision of the Lord, in the rest. You know, we must cease from our work. God has done everything and brought us back home to now enjoy the goodness of heaven, the name recorded for us in heaven, the purpose and plan that he's got for us. So we cease from our works and enter into the family and into the family's plan, and then we flow together with the family. And that's so important. And then that's a day-to-day thing. I think of the Our Father, So it's so wonderful to know this big, almighty, powerful God that has made everything, and everything's made with purpose, is Our Father. And we find our name in him. And his name is to be hallowed. In the old covenant, his name wasn't hallowed as it was, as it could have been because of the fall and the evil one coming in and messing up the whole scenario in every area. But now in the new and the better covenant, Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has moved so as to bring about everything the Father wants, that the Father's name can be hallowed. As it was right in the beginning with Adam, it's just now continue. We come into that rest, into that favor, and into that good. And then that we number our days by every day, knowing your will, O God, your kingdom come. And that's why it's so beautiful in the Our Father prayer. It says, give us our daily bread. And if you go deeper into that, getting your daily bread, you'd perceive, you know, we think straight away, we just think of bread, food, you know, because in the desert they got manna. So thank you, Lord, for our daily natural strength, food, which is important. But if we think deeper about this whole thing, we see they wouldn't have even got that food if they didn't listen to the instruction. There was specific instruction, discipling them in the desert to say, you need to go at this time, you need to get so much. And then on the sixth day, I think he said, now go get double for the seventh as well. And so what in that picture of the daily bread, we see what is the daily bread? Discipleship, instruction. And then if we think further, I mean, this whole prayer, Jesus said, he says, you know, like the Father knows what you need, therefore pray like that. So it's everything we need. And then when we think of the daily bread now, and we think it's got to hallow the Father's name, and that's what it does. He gives us what is pleasing to him so that we can stay in tune and develop with him. He gives what is his will, and because everything works according to his will. When we go and force our own will, we just have a shipwreck. It's his will. And then it's his will. What is his will? His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So you, a part of the earth, this body, flesh and blood, has got his spirit so that he can bring about the goodness of heaven here on earth, that you can be that unique fragrance you can be, that you should be. And then also in the rest of the Our Father, that we forgive others. Because if we can't forgive others, how can he forgive us? You see, when you're getting your daily bread, you are being inspired. He's writing his laws on your heart and your mind. And that's what it's all about. God leading, you following. He's the shepherd, we the followers. And he's, unless he builds, we labor in vain. And we remember there the last verse in Isaiah 50. If we light our own fires, we will lie down in torment. So he lights the fires. He inspires us, works in us to will and to do. And then we've got sufficient to forgive and to help. And why can we forgive? Because we've been given. He's loved us, therefore we can give love. We can give forgiveness and whatever, as he encourages us daily, instructs us daily, we've got a beautiful light to share with those that are weary out there. And then that beautiful part, lead us not in temptation. When you have got God's leading and you are in tune with what he's given to you every day, that is sufficient. The Bible tells us that all the testings we go through is actually always coming against the faith. And so God does not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can handle. So it's there not for us to fall and hurt ourselves and go off track. It's actually there to make us stronger in the things of God. So he's the daily bread that he gives us helps us to overcome the evil one and not fall into the temptation. For he's the kingdom. From him is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. So yeah, it's all about staying in tune with your great and wonderful God that has got wonderful plans for you. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.